every time I see you looking my way. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You put your arms around me. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you ask me to meet your mom, I knew the baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. Crying out to meet you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Now's the time to go and see the preacher. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Red bells are gonna chime. Baby, baby, you're gonna be mine. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love.
This is Casey Kasem on KRLA. KRLA Big Time is a couple of minutes past 12 o'clock, and do you believe what I'm doing? Here, I've been on the air for about a minute and a half. I talked three times over Richard Beebe's news, thinking I was talking on the squawk box to old Rudy Marini, who's still here, out there at the transmitter, when I was here at what, 13 years ago? I haven't done a live radio show like what I'm doing right now, and can't you hear my heartbeat? Since, and there's Phil Little, my other engineer. I haven't done it since 1969. This is 12 years. And here I am talking, and you're hearing me this very instant, and it's scaring the dickens out of me. You know what I'm going to talk about in this hour? I can only be an hour with you today. I'm going to talk about a dance I once had in Lancaster where Jan saved my life. The 900 people were ready to lynch me. I'm going to talk about the Midnighters and whatever happened to Little Willie G. I'm going to talk about the Beach Boys when they wouldn't take any money from me for a dance out in Redondo Beach. I'm going to talk about Bud Schwimmer, who used to dance with his girlfriend Sandy on Shebang, and Famous Hooks, who was on every dance show that they ever had in this town. There were 11 at one time. I'm going to talk about those Valentines, 70,000 of them that came to this radio station inside of a month. 70,000 of them. One of them was a 12-ton rock, I think, that's still out in front of the station. I'm going to talk about the dances that I had at the Rec Center in Hawthorne and West Covina and Thousand Oaks. I want to talk about the Beatles concert. I'm going to tell you how Letter from Elena actually happened. It was May 15th, 1963, that I drove down here in a 49 Plymouth that I sold about a year later because it was asphyxiating me on the Pasadena Freeway, and I made $25 on the deal. Hey, this is going to be a great hour. I love you, and I'm happy you're here with us on the Station of the Stars, KRLA.
Talking about my girl, my girl, my girl.
don't you know that that's the group that's had 14 number one songs on the soul chart? As a matter of fact, they are the most successful group on the soul chart. That's My Girl, and it's by the Temptations. This is Casey Kasem, and I'm playing some of the biggest hits of the 60s right here on the Station of the Stars, KRLA. And KRLA Big Time is 7 minutes past 12 o'clock.
K-R-L-A.
You know, it was back there in the mid-60s when all of us here, you know, Hudson and Quillen and, my goodness, the guys that are here this weekend on KRLA, Bob Eubanks and the Wild Italian, all of us, Hull, used to sit in this chair and have a romance with its audience because it wasn't just another radio station. It was a radio station that had a heartbeat. And, I mean, everybody was here having fun. It was like coming to kindergarten every day. And, you know, it was almost like stealing money coming to work at KRLA. I may regret saying that someday, but it's 8 minutes now past 12 o'clock, and I want to tell you, there was a group in East Los Angeles. I think one of the finest bands that I ever worked with. And, you know, I must have had at least 1,500 dances. I had dances in Thousand Oaks, and I had them in East Los Angeles, West Covina, Hawthorne Rec Center. Between Eubanks and myself, we must have played before more young people than anybody in town. And this band, whenever I needed them, would show up and would perform. And in case you're wondering whatever happened to Little Willie G, who was the lead singer of the Midnighters, KABC had a contest for Los Angeles Song. And they came in third, and Little Willie sang the song, and Romeo wrote the song. He was a trombone player in the Midnighters. I said, Willie, what are you doing these days? He says, man, he says, I've never been happier. And I says, I know, you never looked better. He says, I'm working for God. He went through a very trying time, and he discovered where it was all at. And today, he's the happiest man in the world, and he's that former lead singer of one of the greatest bands I think this town has ever produced. I want you to hear him right now with one of the greatest songs I've ever heard. It's called Whittier Boulevard, and they are the Midnighters.
Thank you.
And there you have them. That's Whittier Boulevard and the Midnighters on KRLA, the station that stars. This is Casey Kasem with a sensational weekend, bringing all the old-timers back and on the air again for a lot of number one fun at 1110 KRLA. By the way, I'd be remiss if I only mentioned the guys who did Whittier Boulevard, the Midnighters, having done my dances, because there are a lot of East L.A. bands who performed at the dances. And, of course, not to mention all the stars that were at those dances and came out there to do numbers. There was one band that I should mention, I think you'll all remember. Eddie Haddad had a band, and we called the band without a name, because we could never come up with the right name. Eventually became Eddie Haddad and Canyon, but Eddie must have done 1,000 dances with me and was always faithful, and I just wanted to give a tip of the hat to him from me and from KRLA. Next up, going to play a song by a British group that was formed in order to raise money for a soccer team.
All this weekend, we're recreating the sound of the 60s on KRLA.
Every day's a savings day at Thrifty Drug and Discount Store. The dollar buys you more at Thrifty.
If you take a vitamin supplement, your nearby Thrifty Drug and Discount Store has a special value for you. Naturite Vitamin C with natural rose hips on sale for $3.99. This is the 100-tablet bottle with 500 milligrams of vitamin C per tablet, up to 833% of the U.S. recommended daily allowance for adults. And Naturite vitamins contain no preservatives, no artificial color, and no sugar. So hurry to Thrifty for this vitamin C with rose hips value today. Are you looking for a diet plan that will work for you? Perhaps you've tried the ones with drugs and caffeine. Weight Away is the all-vitamin and mineral weight loss plan that contains no drugs or caffeine. Read and follow a simple set of instructions. No special foods, no meetings. A totally new concept in weight loss. Weight Away. It works.
Yes, ladies and gents, Montgomery Ward has family-size refrigerators on sale at a $60 saving. Ward's 20-cubic-foot refrigerator with a big side freezer is on sale for just $499.97. If you didn't receive one, pick up your coupon book Thursday through Sunday and charge your appliances on Visa, MasterCard, or Montgomery Ward's Charge All Card. Give yourselves a treat.
K-R-L-A.
Be sure to check out the Pasadena City College Flea Market. It's loaded with bargains tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the college campus, East Colorado and South Hill. Here's a hit now on KRLA by an act that was right behind the Beatles in the British invasion of America back in 64, and they rivaled the Beatles for quite a while back in England. The group was formed by a soccer player who put together a band in order to raise money to help support his soccer team. But after he was offered a recording contract, he dropped the soccer altogether and took up drumming full-time. With a song they took to number three back in 64, here they are, the Dave Clark Five.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy. Cause when you say these things, you know it makes me blue. Give me one kiss and I'll be happy. Just to be with you. Give me a chance to be. Just
just to be with you.
Back to the year 1964, that got as high as number 3 nationally. Dave Clark 5 on KRLA with Because. Don't forget now, the hullabalooer Dave Hall's coming up at 3 today on your official Beatle information station, 1110 KRLA. Not to mention the TQ, Ted Quillen, Mama Come Get Your Baby Boy, is going to be here at 1 o'clock today. Are you having fun? I am. I got up this morning and I listened to Bob Hudson, and Bob Hudson sounded just as he did back then when he used to crack me up. And then I listened to Dave, to Johnny. Johnny Hayes never sounded better, but he's been keeping it all together and keeping my name alive and all of us alive here in L.A. because there's not a day that goes by that he doesn't mention one of the old 1110 men. You know who I had to think of, though? Last night I saw a man who gave me a very big break in this town. He put me on my first television show. His name is Dick Clark, and Dick had his 30th anniversary on TV last night and was just sensational. Let me tell you a story about, I think, one of the nicest and greatest men I've ever known. When Shebang went on the air, we did it in Bakersfield, and we put it on the air down here in Los Angeles, and it was syndicated in one of two markets. And I remember everything was going wrong. There were no ratings, and Dick Clark lost $50,000. This is when we first started. And yet, he never failed to, every week or two, drop me a little note saying, "Casey, have I told you lately you're doing a heck of a job?" That's the kind of guy Dick Clark is, and I've never forgotten it, because he could have destroyed me very easily by coming down hard on me and saying, "Why aren't you doing this, that, and the other thing?" But he's a pro, and he's one of the greatest men alive, I tell you, in our business anyway, Dick Clark. So I salute Dick and his 30th anniversary on behalf of all the 1110 men, because he is Mr. Rock and Roll as far as I'm concerned. It's now 19 minutes past 12 o'clock, KRLA Big Time. This is Casey Kasem, and here now is one of the greatest groups of all time, certainly the most successful family act in the rock era, five guys from Southern California. Here they are.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Beach Boys and Surf and Safari. This is Casey Kasem on the station that stars KRLA, KRLA Big Time, 22 minutes past 12 o'clock. What a weekend we're having here as the 1110 men all get together again, and we'll be on through the entire weekend. Names that you've heard through the years, they still talk about Ted Gwillin and the Hullabalooer, and you'll hear Humble Harve and Charlie O'Donnell and Dick Moreland and Reb Foster and Bob Eubanks and the Wild Italian, Dick Biondi, and Johnny Hayes was just on, and the Emperor was on this morning. Got to tell you a story about the guys who just sang that song. I was out in Redondo Beach and had a dance that I thought would draw about 1,500 people, and they said, Casey, we want to do something for you. You've been on KRLA, and through the years, you played our records. Can we do a dance? Great. We set up a dance, and only 900 people showed up. Do you know, Carl came up to me after the dance. He says, take your money back. He says, we can't take the money. I said, what are you talking about? 900 people showed up. That's a lot of people. He says, no. He said, we wanted them waiting outside and standing in line and having to turn them away, and we didn't do that for you. This was at the peak of their career. And believe it or not, they wanted to turn the money back. Of course, I didn't take it, but that's the kind of guys they were, and still are. The Beach Boys, they're exceptional. There's another story. I remember having dances out in Thousand Oaks, and I had a few dances in Simi. And I remember there were a couple named Caesar and Cleo. And whenever I asked them to do a dance, they'd do it. But their entourage was like 15 people, and they'd drive up in a limo, two or three limos. And we went to a dance in Simi at a roller rink one night, and Caesar and Cleo went on stage. And there were more people in their entourage than there were at that roller rink at my dance. But they went on as if they were playing the Hollywood Bowl packed on a Friday night. And of course, Caesar and Cleo were really later on to become the great Sonny and Cher. Here's Cher. Do you remember this one? We don't know what number it is. We know it went to number one way back there in the 60s. Cher on KRLA. KRLA Big Time is 26 minutes past 12 o'clock. Coming up next, a number one hit for the biggest American group of the rock era, a group that had 12 number one records.
Hi, it's Leslie. You know, whether it's rock or pop, jazz or country, Licorice Pizza has a super selection you're looking for. And there's so many great new releases, like the newest from The Police. Ghost in the Machine is the brand new album from The Police. This exciting LP finds The Police breaking new ground with unique rhythm arrangements and with songs like Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. This is The Police's best yet, and you know, that's saying a lot. You can find Ghost in the Machine from The Police on A&M Records, available at low pizza prices. And coming real soon, the grand openings of the new Licorice Pizzas in Bakersfield and the Sherman Oaks Galleria. Everywhere in Southern California, we're Licorice Pizza, the tastiest music in town.
Double your viewing pleasure. Come to Alpha Beta for your color print processing, and we'll develop two prints per negative for the price of one. It's Alpha Beta's two-for-one photo sale. Right now, Alpha Beta will develop two prints per negative for the price of one on all undeveloped standard 110, 126, or 135 original color roll print film. And we use only Kodak paper for a good look. Get two prints for the price of one at Alpha Beta, where the savings don't stop. Tell a friend.
What is the most unpredictable ornery is tire, smoking, ground, pounded, fiery machine and auto racing? You got it. Nitro burning drag racing funny cars. What is the number one funny car event in the world? The 15th annual Coors U.S. Manufacturers Championship this Saturday night, Orange County International Raceway. If you like stock cars, stay home, because this is the night we celebrate the funny car. World champ Raymond Beetle in the Blue Max. Kenny Bernstein, Billy Meyer. From all over the nation, they come to the county this Saturday night. The Hawaiian, Tommy Q and Dale Bully, Jim Dunn. Nothing but funny cars. Nothing that is, except four crazy jet dragsters and a pair of wheel standards. Gary Bergen, Trip Shoemake, Craig Epperly, John Force. Fireworks on land and in the sky when all the funny cars are lined up at the track and fire up at once to shake the landscape. Prize giveaways all night, including Mongoose bikes, centerline wheels, water skis, and more. 250-mile-an-hour funny car combat hour after hour. Giant fire-up and fireworks at 6, racing starts at 7. It's this Saturday night, OCIR. Coors presents the U.S. Manufacturers Funny Car Championship, guaranteed to blow you away.
The Weather Scope.
Fair through Sunday, winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, decreasing this afternoon. Highs today 88 and Sunday 90 degrees. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. That's the KRLA weather. KRLA big time, 29 minutes past 12 o'clock. I wonder if back in 1962, anybody at Motown Records suspected that three skinny girls off the streets of Detroit, as they would call themselves, would go on to hit the top 40 an unbelievable 33 times and take 12 of those songs all the way to number one. That threesome became the biggest American group of the rock era. And here's one of the reasons why. From 1965, Stop in the Name of Love.
Thank you.
have Diana Ross and the Supremes on KRLA. KRLA Big Time is now 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. This is Casey Kasem. We're having a reunion here at KRLA, all the 1110 men from back in the 60s. We're talking about Dick Moreland and the Reb Foster, Bob Eubanks, the Wild Italian, Dick Biondi. You heard the hullabaloo this morning. Of course, Johnny Hayes is still here. Ted Quillen, he's going to be here in about 28 minutes. There's a story I got to tell. You people often ask me, do you think about KRLA? Let me tell you how I think about KRLA. I have a recurring dream. This is a true story. Every 6 months, I dream I'm sitting right here where I am now, and I run out of records to play. I don't have a record. And the records, if I look over, if I do see some records, they're warped. And this is a recurring dream. I think that I wonder if any other disc jockeys have that dream. Hudson has bizarre dreams. I'm sure he must have a dream similar to that. Anyway, that's what I dream about every 6 months, KRLA and running out of records. We have one now for you, though, that might be appropriate this time. It's called I Think I'm Going Out of My Head. Little Anthony and the Imperials on the Station of the Stars.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going.
O'clock, 4 o'clock shop, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock shop, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock shop. You can shop around the clock, all right, with your AM, PM, mini market. Drive right up in your car and park it and shop around the clock, all right. We're open morning, noon, and night. You can shop around the clock all day and night.
AM, PM mini markets are having a three-for-all, and you can get in on all the action for only $1.99. You'll get our big ham bowl sandwich, a large roll filled with layers of ham, cheese, and smoky Thuringer sausage. Any available 12-ounce fountain soft drink like Pepsi or a 12-ounce coffee, plus a tasty snack bag of potato chips. Stop in at a participating AM/PM mini market today and sink your teeth into a three-for-all. At only $1.99, it's a lot of action at a little price.
You can shop around the clock all day and night.
AM/PM mini markets, just around the corner, all around the clock. A franchise of Atlantic Richfield Company. Hours and prices may vary.
Hot firing, cold cranking, dirt biting, road handling, money saving, hard working.
AC Delco. You know where dirt can really damage your car is on the inside, in the engine. That's why you need AC filters, dirt-fighting AC oil filters, and dirt-fighting AC air filters. Because they're one hard-working solution to internal pollution.
Hot, firing, cold, cranking, dirt-fighting, road-handling, money-saving, hard-working AC Delco.
A full line of hard-working parts.
It's another great basketball doubleheader.
The world-famous KRL Apes take on the powerhouse San Fernando Valley Youth Center team.
And on the second bill, it's the Los Angeles Lakers and the San Francisco Warriors.
The big day is March the 7th at 7 p.m. at the Sports Arena.
Tickets are available at the San Fernando Valley Teen Center, 17400 Victory Boulevard in Van Nuys.
Say, how big are these guys from the San Fernando Valley team?
Oh, they average about 3.5 feet tall.
Oh, we're going to get beat again.
Somewhat of an American. He has a beautiful home in Bel Air, California, and his name is Tom Jones, the Welshman who knows how to carry a tune. 20 minutes before 1 o'clock, KRLA Big Time, this is Casey Kasem, TQ, Ted Quillen, Mama Come Get Your Baby Boy is going to be here in about 20 minutes from now, along with all the 1110 men. We're coming back to relive this weekend the way it was back in the 60s. Back in the 60s, I had a friend named Jerry Thomas, who was a school teacher up at Lancaster High School. And he says, I've got to do something up here. You know, he says, and I'd like to throw a dance with you, Casey. I says, great, let's do it. Let's have a big dance, and we'll get the Righteous Brothers, and we'll have Round Robin, and I'll get this band I use all the time, Eddie Haddad, and his boys, the Band Without a Name, and we'll have a dance up there. Well, it was all set. We had to dance. Went up there, got it all set. In the morning of the show, like I'm sitting here right now, in comes one of the secretaries saying, somebody wants to talk to you from the Righteous Brothers. They said, they can't make it tonight. I said, they can't make it tonight. I said, they've got to make it. So I called Lou Adler. Ted Quillen called to Lou Adler, actually. And Ted says, Lou wants to talk to you. He manages Janity. I says, right, right. I said, what can you do for me, Lou? He says, look, Dean may not be able to make it, but Jan says he's going to be there. And I think it was the night before a holiday. Round Robin was stuck in traffic and never showed up. The Righteous Brothers, because one of them was deathly ill, couldn't make it. My band came, and half of them were there, but the other half wasn't. The drums didn't show up. So here I am rolling out a jukebox into the center of this huge, huge auditorium, not auditorium, but gym in Lancaster High School, wondering if they're going to lynch me or not. So I told the guy with me, I said, go outside, turn the car around and start the engine. I think we're going to have to make a fast getaway. Now, this is an hour into the dance, and they're trying to bust down the doors. Finally, I let them in. And you know who shows up? Jan shows up, gets on stage with an electric piano, and for 45 minutes puts on the best one-man show I've ever seen. Saved my life, saved the dance, saved the school teacher's life, Jerry Thomas, I'll tell you that. And I just think he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. He certainly helped out a friend in need, and that was Casey Kasem back there in the 60s up in Lancaster, California. Here he is with Dean and one of their great hit songs.
Two girls for every
Breakthrough anytime. A wind-whipped brush fire has hit the Chatsworth area and is heading towards the Chatsworth Reservoir. Fire officials tell KRLA News a number of homes have been damaged by flames. No injuries reported. Complete details at 55. Next breakthrough anytime.
And all you gotta do is just wink your eyes.
Show 15 minutes before 1 o'clock, KRLA Big Time. Coming up, the only record in chart history to hit number one two times. It happened in 1960 and 1962.
You're listening to a recreation of the sound of the 60s on KRLA.
These days, it seems like everybody's pinching pennies and stretching budgets. So it's nice to know that a little money can still go a long way, especially on American Airlines. Right now, $195 each way can get you all the way to New York, Boston, or Washington, D.C. Just $195. But get this, Chicago is only $129 away. At these prices, there are some restrictions and seats are limited, but there may never be a better time to head east. So call your travel agent or American Airlines, because saving you money is one of the things we do best. Remember, American Airlines has 7 daily nonstops to the east, all big, comfortable wide bodies.
It's now time for you to examine INA and Ross Luce prepaid health plans for your family's health care needs. INA and Ross Luce, serve 340,000 people in the Los Angeles and Orange County areas. With a combined total of 39 centers in Southern California, you'll probably find one right in your neighborhood. INA and Ross Luce, two of the oldest names in the business and the new name in healthcare in Southern California.
Mrs. Paul has a simple philosophy. Nothing leaves her kitchen unless it's delicious. So people who work for her have to be a bit more conscientious.
Why are we stopping at Mrs. Paul's? We'll be late for the movies.
I just want to check up on something in the kitchen. I'll only be a minute.
I can't believe it. He puts in a full day cooking. Now he wants to come back here at night.
You see, Mrs. Paul insists that her crunchy light batter fish fillets be made from mild and white fresh-tasting fish. Then she demands that each be prepared in a golden crunchy light batter, using the same natural ingredients you'd use in your kitchen.
See? That didn't take long.
Oh, the 8:10 show started an hour ago.
We can still catch the late show.
Well, maybe Mrs. Paul would like to come along.
So try Mrs. Paul's crunchy light batter fish fillets tonight and see for yourself. Nothing leaves her kitchen unless it's delicious.
Hi, this is the Hullabalooer reminding you I come home to KRLA beginning Monday from 3 until 7 o'clock. Join the lineup with Reg Kordick, Johnny Hayes, myself, the Hullabalooer, and Humble Harv right here at AM 1110 KRLA.
In chart history to climb to number one during two separate chart runs. The dance record by Chubby Checker went to number one in 1960 and then again in 1962. The Twist on KRLA. KRLA Big Time. 10 minutes before 1 o'clock and Ted Quillen.
You can find it all at Federated. Selection, sound advice, and low prices. Federated is your stereo and video superstore where you can find the best stereo and video equipment. Federated believes that selection is very important. That's why Federated stocks a wide assortment of stereo and video equipment from all of the leading manufacturers. No matter what your musical or video taste may be, Federated's got the stereo and video system for you. And today at Federated, you can get a Zenith 19-inch color television with superb color picture quality and outstanding reliability, now for only $317.93. That's a Zenith 19-inch color television with superb color picture quality and outstanding reliability for only $317.93. Federated is your stereo and video superstore. Federated stocks one of the finest and largest selections of stereo and video equipment to be found anywhere. Federated's got stereo and video systems for every budget. Remember, you can find it all at Federated.
Have you ever been so scared that you in your seat? The Super Horror Show will make you do that and more. Never has such a threesome been shown together on one screen. Blood Beach, Boogeyman, Zombie, a terrifying, blood-chilling threesome. Blood Beach, Boogeyman, Zombie, the Super Horror Show. We have nerve enough to show it. Do you have guts enough to see it? The Super Horror Show.
Now playing at the State Theater near you.
Colonel Splendid, Lieutenant Cavendish, look who's walking across Emperor Hudson's courtyard.
I can't believe it. It's Kyu Sakamoto.
I wonder what His Majesty wants with him.
Must be really something to bring him all the way from Tokyo. Now,
calm down. It's all very simple. His Majesty's teaching Kyu Sakamoto the latest methods in modern music.
Oh, how thrilling. Let's open the window and see if we can hear anything.
Right there. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her. That's Kyu Sakamoto?
Emperor Hudson taught him to sing like that?
Right, and just one lesson.
Who else but Emperor Hudson could make a Japanese Beatle?
Join now. Become a lieutenant in Hudson's Commandos. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Hudson, KRLA, Pasadena.
This is Colonel Splendid's good buddy, Lieutenant Cavendish, Casey Kasem, and here we are on this magnificent weekend at KRLA. Only got a couple of minutes left. I was going to play the entire record. Rudy, would you just play a little bit of this record so that they get an idea of what it was like back in the 60s when a girl wrote me a letter about hugging her favorite Beatle? Just a little bit of it.
Hello, I'm a disc jockey, and following a Beatle performance, one of my listeners wrote me a touching letter. Because it really happened, I'd like to share it with you. Dear Casey, if you're wondering what it is that I'm writing about, I'll tell you. I hugged my favorite Beatle, George Harrison. On August 19th, the night of the Beatle performance at the Cow Palace in San Francisco, two of my friends came along with me. Naturally, when I saw George walk on stage, I screamed my heart out. When he sang, I knew that I had to touch him. When they announced their last song, I nudged Eric.
I don't know how many of you remember that record. It was never a hit. I think it made number 101 on the Billboard National Charts and about 85 on Cashbox. And it was a record that they got a lot of airplay, but just didn't sell a lot of copies. Of course, the Beatles were so popular, you could put almost anything on the air and know that somebody's going to play it, as long as it had said something about the Beatles. Well, that about wraps it up for me today on KRLA and reliving the 60s with all the wonderful talent that you're going to be hearing now and you have heard here on KRLA. I hope in the past 55 minutes you've enjoyed some of the things that I've played for you and some of the things that I've said about my career here on KRLA. This is the first time I've done a live show in, I guess, 13 or 11, 12 years. And it ain't easy, but it sure is fun. And if I've made some mistakes, I'm sure you understand. And until next time, when I hope it'll be very, very soon, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And until you get the one you want, stay with the station of the stars, KRLA.
The tears were running down my cheeks and I clung hard, but couldn't say a word. Paul stood there and stared with a grin. Ringo passed and looked at me with his mouth open. John passed and just glanced at me for a second. John and Ringo, followed by a couple of men, climbed in one limousine and left. The guards were trying to pull me away while George grinned and Paul stared. Finally, when they pulled us apart, Paul opened the door for George and they both climbed into the car. When they were both in the car, I broke away from the guards and I ran and touched the door handle that Paul had touched. Paul and George both turned around.
KRLA News, Richard Beebe reporting. This day, this hour, this second, this news is making history. Santa Ana conditions in the Southland are creating a high fire danger. Temperatures are rising and winds are gusting. A wind-whip brush fire has hit the Chatsworth area and is heading toward the Chatsworth Reservoir. KRLA News contacted Ray Walker of the LA City Fire Department.
The only homes I know at this point that have been damaged are in the 22,700 block of McHale.
KRLA News will stay on top of this story, bring you further details as they become available. More news after this.
Rupert and Simon were identical twins.
Identical? We're Siamese.
Yeah, we married the same gal.
And raised separate families.
Do you think she's onto us?
What kidders? Why, even their parents couldn't tell Rupert and Simon apart.
Hi, Rupert.
I'm Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Dad, I'm Rupert.
I'm not your dad.
Yes, they were identical in every way.
Except one.
I'm a late sleeper, noonish.
Me, I'm up before the morning paper hits the roof.
So after 47 years of intensive study, the Siamese brothers admit there is a difference.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, I like McDonald's chicken McNuggets for lunch, even though I'm just getting up.
And I'm an Egg McMuffin fanatic, and I've been up for hours.
So Rupert's a McDonald's breakfast goer, and Simon's a chicken McNugget luncher.
Good way to tell us apart, don't you think?
I'm the one dipping each tender, juicy chicken McNugget into my choice of sauces. Sweet and sour is my favorite.
And I'm the one getting a fresh hot breakfast with scrambled eggs and sausage, hot cakes and sausage, hash browns, fresh juice, and an Egg McMuffin.
Rupert's a big eater.
So it seems breakfast at McDonald's and chicken McNuggets turn out to be the best way to tell Rupert and Simon apart.
Uh-huh.
Unless, of course, you call them wife.
I'm not their wife.
You think she's on to us?
At participating McDonald's.
Dateline, Cape Canaveral. NASA officials say no problem so far in the countdown toward the space shuttle Columbia's second voyage. Liftoff scheduled for Wednesday. Concerning that Pennsylvania state pen where prisoners have been holding hostages since Wednesday, 27 captives walked out today. It's believed about 11 people are still being held by at least four inmates. KRLA News flashback, 1964. Alaska is shaken by one of the worst earthquakes in modern history. 8.4 on the Richter scale. It leveled downtown Anchorage, leaving 117 dead and $750 million in damages. Captain Del Smith of the Anchorage Police Department was there.
Here in 64, I went through that earthquake. I now am back up here and have bought a house. I'm going to have a lot more to lose than I originally did, but it doesn't concern me that much. I've had a few small shakes since I've been back, but if it happens, it happens.
An attitude familiar to many Southern Californians. KRLA News Time, 12:57.
Hello, Alan Nielsen.
Did anyone ever tell you you sound very sexy on the phone?
Always. What can I do for you, beautiful?
Oh, a lot, but let's start with dinner.
What's on the menu?
Oh, just leftovers. Leftover lobster, leftover fettuccine alfredo, leftover strawberry mousse.
Is that all?
Well, I did take a bubble bath. I have Bolero on the stereo. And I've just mirrored the entire apartment, including the kitchen.
Are you trying to seduce me?
I thought I was being subtle.
I'll be over as soon as I pick up a six-pack.
A six-pack? Maybe I'll change into my bowling shirt.
A six-pack of Yago.
Yago? Now that's class. Yago makes me very romantic.
I'll bring two six-packs.
Yago and Alan. It could be a memorable evening.
Should I get anything else?
Why? You've got everything you need with you.
Yago Sangria, in red and white. Fine Spanish wine and citrus juices. Imported by Monsieur Henri Wines Limited, White Plains, New York.
Weather, 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 storm.
KRLA weather for LA and vicinity. Gusty Santa Ana winds are expected to decrease this afternoon. Meanwhile, it's going to be a hot Halloween with highs in the upper 80s. Currently downtown at the Civic Center, no smog and 88 degrees. Richard Beebe,